Dear friends, the Irish province of the Institute of Christ the King, Sovereign Priest, presents Lenten Thoughts. Live not by bread alone, but by every word from daily Mass. Please consider helping us restore our church in Belfast, the Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Go to this GoFundMe link and donate. Thank you for your generosity. Palm Sunday, Infinite Sorrow in the Garden. Behold our Blessed Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, overwhelmed with sorrow, and imagine yourself to be near and so that you can see him and hear him. Contemplate our dear Lord after the Last Supper, during which he had foretold that Judas would betray him and had instituted the legacy of his most infinite love, the Holy Eucharist, descending with his disciples the hillside from the gate of Jerusalem to the little garden of Gethsemane. He was accustomed to pray in this garden, and now he goes to it for the last time, knowing full well what awaits him there. Yet he does not shrink as yet from the thought of all his coming sufferings, but with unutterable calmness pursues his way towards the accomplishment of his Father's will and the redemption of man. See how, after telling the rest of the disciples to remain at some distance, he takes Peter and James and John, the three who had beheld his transfiguration, to be near him and watch with him. Hear what he say to them, "My soul is sorrowful even unto death." Surely such sad words were never uttered in this world before or since. His sorrow is so great, his pain of soul is so intense, and that the least addition to it would kill him. It brought him to the very gates of death. He suffered his sacred soul at the steep agony of dying persons. It seemed as if his very soul would die if such were possible. See him, and he tells this so sadly to the three disciples. Look on his face, so expressive of the woe of his dear soul. Continuing a little further, he collapses on his face, the weight of his sorrow bearing down upon him, and he prays to his eternal Father. What does he pray? Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. What a lesson for me! I who often complain at the slightest discomfort or inconvenience, despite deserving much for my sins. Yet Jesus suffers for me with profound submission to his Father's will. Pain and trouble often hinder me from praying or turning my heart to God, but Jesus, suffering only, intensifies his prayer. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. Notice how the agony of his soul affects his body. Witness how blood is squeezed from every pore. He contorts on the ground like a crushed worm. Can this be Jesus? Can this be the innocent Lamb of God? Can this be he who, as true God and true man, loves me with an eternal love? Oh, it is true. Yet I turn to you, my Jesus, my Lord, the love of my life, and I vow to console you by never sinning again. There has never been sorrow like his, for it was the sorrow of the entire world and all the ages of the world pressing upon him. Jesus, with the entirety of his divine will, chose to suffer, rendering his suffering infinite. And what caused his agony in the garden? It was partly the foresight of all the physical and mental torments that awaited him. Yet more so, it was the profound repulsion he felt towards sin. He abhorred sin with such visceral anguish as one feels when the most sensitive nerves of our bodies are injured. In his abandonment in Gethsemane, it seemed to him as though he alone bore the guilt of every sin ever committed or to be committed, from the first sin of our ancestors to the last sin of humanity. They were heaped upon him in a repugnant mass, clinging to him, searing into his very soul, making them his own and his alone. They formed a dense cloud around him, obscuring the heavens. His eyes beheld nothing but sin. His ears were assailed by its dreadful cries. He felt only the repulsive touch of sin, and he breathed its odious, suffocating atmosphere. And he so innocent that even heaven has nothing purer. My God, what unbearable anguish this must have been for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. What role did I play in this? Let me attempt to extract my own sins from that heap. I begin, but sin after sin reveals itself, and the more I search, the more I discover, until the task seems almost insurmountable. Nevertheless, I will persist. I will examine my conscience, confess my sins, repent sincerely, and resolve never to commit them again. O my dear Jesus, as you lie prostrate in the garden, you think of me as intensely as if I were the sole creation of your hands on earth. You feel my sins individually pressing upon you, inflicting unspeakable wounds upon your dear soul. I will never offend you again. Jesus, aid me by thy grace. Did you enjoy today's Lenten thought? Why not help us make this former Presbyterian church worthy of the Catholic liturgy, our beloved Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in Belfast? To donate, go to this link. May God bless you for your generosity. And may the Immaculate Heart of Mary triumph in Ireland.